Incoming ISO NE CEO Chadha Lavada outlines multi-year roadmap, written by John Lamson, and read by an automated voice. Boss to own, incoming ISO New England CEO Vamsi Chadha Lavada emphasized the importance of innovation and a forward-looking approach to prepare for the future grid in his remarks at the RTO's annual open board meeting. Discussing the RTO's 2027-2030 roadmap, Chadha Lavada said ISO New England must continue to lay the groundwork for the incorporation of increasing amounts of inverter-based generation, storage, retail demand resources, grid-enhancing technologies, and increasingly advanced software. It's really important for the ISO not to be a barrier for the incorporation of new technologies on the grid, said Chadha Lavada, who has served as COO since 2008. He added that he remains very mindful that our core mission is to maintain reliability through efficient wholesale markets. Chadha Lavada, who will replace Gordon Van Wely as CEO in 2026, joined ISO New England in 2005. The change in leadership comes at a critical point for the RTO, which faces the simultaneous, interrelated challenges of accelerating load growth and increasing levels of intermittent renewable generation. With demand and supply likely to become increasingly variable, ISO NE is working to develop a foundation of new probabilistic forecasts to manage grid uncertainties, he noted. Earlier in 2025, ISO New England announced its plans to develop a dynamic, real-time probabilistic forecast of the system's energy ramping needs, which could be used to determine how much reserves the RTO procures on a given day. These changes are aimed at more efficiently managing operational uncertainties, ISO NE has said. Everything we do has to make sure that the existing grid is optimized to the greatest extent possible, Chadha Lavada said. We don't want to wait for the day when we have 25 gigawatts of inverter-based resources. We want to lay the groundwork now. Chadha Lavada also said ISO New England likely will increase its investment in artificial intelligence to help speed up the development of several initiatives. Citing one example, he said ISO NE operating guides can take an extraordinary amount of time to develop, and the RTO hopes to put innovation and AI to great use to expedite these processes. He said speeding up markets or operations projects at ISO NE should have a positive effect on innovation within the wholesale markets. He also stressed the importance of integrating the RTO's internal models, studies, and processes. To address operational uncertainties over the coming years, ISO markets and operations initiatives will be tightly interwoven, in practice and purpose, he said. Also speaking at the November 5th meeting, Van Wely reflected on his long tenure leading the RTO. He said the implementation of wholesale markets has had widespread positive effects, including attracting more investment, reducing consumer costs, and lowering emissions. One of the big points of these markets was to have the risk of investment stay with investors, rather than be passed on to consumers, he said. He also said the region has benefited significantly from forward-looking transmission investments that enabled gas generators to replace dirtier and less efficient coal and oil resources, and ultimately gave us the foundation for introducing the first grid-scale renewables onto the fleet. He expressed optimism that ISO New England's ongoing longer-term transmission planning procurement is going to help us open a path into Maine, where there is a lot of land-based wind potential. Van Wely said he is disappointed that demand-side resources have not advanced as quickly as he hoped, but that these resources will be a critical component of the future grid. Several members of the public spoke at the meeting, emphasizing the urgency of decarbonizing to minimize the effects of man-made climate change and urging the RTO to take bolder steps to help cut emissions. The window for preventing the worst climate outcomes is rapidly closing, said Lily Worthley, a member of Fix the Grid. The group, which is supported by climate and environmental organizations, distributed a statement that included a series of recommendations aimed at increasing ISO NE's accountability to the public. It called on the RTO to improve its community engagement processes, add state representation to the board of directors, increase opportunities for public participation, and add climate and affordability priorities to its mission statement. Activists applauded some of the steps taken in recent years by ISO NE, including the establishment of the annual open board meeting, the creation of a community affairs policy advisor position, and the RTO's advocacy for offshore wind at the federal level. But more work needs to be done to increase transparency, accessibility, and accountability, Fix the Grid wrote in its statement. We believe the upcoming leadership transition provides a real opportunity for a new chapter at ISO NE to steer the region toward a cleaner, more just energy future, the group said.